Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, speaking to you, buddy, did you go to that vision board class?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I did, and it was...
awesome, right?
Was it good?
It was awesome.
So this girl that he's kind of seeing took him to it, right?
Yeah. So she, down in Denver at her, you know, apartment complexes do a bunch of, like, fun things to start the year off. Like, we have dinners or whatever. So they had one of these things where they had a vision board class, and she texted me about it the other day, and she's like, this sounds like it would be so fun. Let's go do this. And I was like, it was the day after we all talked about vision boards, I believe on Friday.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
I know. So I go, well, were you listening? And she goes, no. Like, what'd you guys say? And I go, well, Jeremy and I probably weren't the biggest advocates for it. Katie loved it.
Yes.
So I kind of got suckered into this because I was like, this would be hilarious to end up going. And so we did yesterday. And it was so funny because the event was from like 5 to 7 last night. And it was really cool. They had food prepared for us. Mm. Really good, like, pizza and cheesy bread and drinks.
Nibblies.
A bunch of stuff. Yeah, finger foods, if you will.
Yummy.
And so I was like, well, I'm here for the food. Absolutely. Yeah. And we showed up at like 5:30. I don't know, fashionably late we wanted to be. And when we get down there to where it was, we were the only two people there. So
no
we were
way.
Like,
I could see that.
Oh, no.
Did anyone else show up?
Well, so we started and we were like, well, there's food here. Who cares? Like, let's just eat the food. And so we start eating the food and... she starts getting all the supplies out for this vision board thing, and I kind of get my things that I wanted. I looked at cool pictures. I found a lot of cars. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
I figured.
Yeah, so we start eating the food and kind of make it, and then ended up having, like, I don't know, 15, 20 other people that showed up throughout the time that we were there. And we met a bunch of cool people. Like, there was Shin from Japan, who was really, really cool to meet. He came out here for college and then ended up staying here for a decade. He's like, yeah, I thought I was going to be here
for
4 years.
What was on his vision board?
He actually just came for the free food.
Perfect.
Were there a lot of those?
Who else was there?
He sat next to me and talked, and there was another couple that came, and they did do vision boards, and they they were taking that really seriously. They didn't really talk to us, but they were sitting next to us.
They were in the zone.
They were. But then I kind
of
had a competition.
Creation.
Hold on. Yeah. I want to show you and Katie.
Yeah. Is this yours or your girlfriend's?
So there's two. I want you to see which one is mine and which one is hers. I'll show you, Jeremy.
God. Can I pull this closer? I'm
absolutely.
Not going to scroll.
I know. No, you're good.
Okay, there's a Just Do It. There's golf. There's a sports car. There's stacks
well,
of money
okay,
and
well,
gold.
I just meant
and something
like,
that says wealth.
Which one looks better?
Well, that's you.
But look at the effort I put in versus hers.
Oh, did you do better?
How bad do you want it?
Yeah, I did better.
I don't know,
she gave me stickers.
You got this. Good energy only. She's got fat stacks of cash, too. Swimming and a watch.
But look at mine versus hers.
Josh is like, will you look at the craftsmanship of mine?
I made a border.
Yeah, you got a border. What's the sticker say? It's all good.
Mine was, like, Katie, you can look now, too.
Let's see.
Once I got into this, like, I'm a pretty artsy dude once I, like, care about something. And so this, I was like, okay, now it's a competition. Like, I'm going to do better than you. And
yeah,
she
Josh, yours
hers.
Is...
She finished hers in like 4 seconds, and I took like 45 minutes to do mine.
Yours makes
she
me happy. Like, yours is visually appealing as far as
Thank
where
you
placed everything.
It looks like she threw up on hers.
Yeah, hers is like, there's
very
things
basic.
Leaning this way.
Very,
like,
very basic.
This should be leaning that way.
She wanted
like,
out of there.
Yeah, she did. She's like,
I
got to
ask you, is this
pizza.
The same girl with the smelly belly button? She's the one who put her finger in her belly button and made you smell it, and it stunk?
Oh,
is this the same
goodness.
Girl?
Pilot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see any soap on that vision board.
Oh, no.
Good energy only, though.
Good energy, but not a picture of soap at all.
Great energy.
I wish she had put some
Love
soap on there.
Love yourself is on here, Jeremy. So
well,
you be nice.
The smell.
Is there something on there that says scrub yourself?
Says you got this. Today's a good day for a good day.
A picture of a loofah.
It says I am healthy, so I think that's the belly. Yeah, come on.
With that smell. It's not what I hear. But we will start things off with Katie Cat, right? You got the positive?
Yes, I do have the positive, and I love this one. Shout out to our company here with Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, because Nuggets fans got to experience something a little different on Friday. For the first time, blind and low vision fans could track every pass shot and fast break throughout the game. They've got this new thing, and the Nuggets are one of the very first teams to do it. I love it. It's a haptic pad. So what it is they give, like, iPads, essentially, specifically to these fans who, you know, are blind or low vision fans, and they can track the game right there with haptics. So they can see where the ball is based on vibrations throughout the iPad. They can see where the players are based on the same thing, and they can really follow the game like never before. I love this because they really highlighted a specific group of fans here who got to try it for the first time. It's Julie and Dan Deaton. Julie is the executive director of the Colorado Center for the Blind. So she was one of the first people who got to try this whole system. And she was just like, you know, I have been a Nuggets fan for such a long time. She's like, I've listened to every game on the radio. That's how. And I could relate to that because I love listening to Nuggets games on the radio. But she said that this was so neat because she could actually be there in person and be a part of the crowd. Because before, when she would go to the games, I mean, she just felt like it was so overstimulating.
Totally.
She, you know what I mean? You put yourself in someone's shoes like that. Like, I don't know if that could be a very enjoyable experience for them. So she said that for years, she's just had to listen on the radio. But now she is able to be there in person and follow along with the game and cheer on some of the best basketball players playing right now. And I just love that for them. And again, the Nuggets, one of the very first teams to get it done. And every game moving forward, they're going to have five of these haptic iPads. So folks, first come, first serve. You get into the arena. And if you're, you know, if this is your life and, you know, you're,
so
again,
cool,
blind,
though.
Low vision, like they're taking care of you. And go Nuggets.
Making
I
things accessible like
story.
That, like
exactly.
That for people that wouldn't normally be able to go. Or like you said, it could be super overwhelming. You don't know when to cheer. You don't know what's going on. That is super, super cool that they're doing
that. Yeah, I love it. Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets.
Good luck.
That's awesome. All right, what's the minus?
I got the minus. So a fire yesterday in Leadville caused a marijuana dispensary to burn down nearly to the ground and sent thick smoke across the town. Nearby residents were actually forced to evacuate as the air quality rapidly declined. And officials were even saying, hey, we need to make you wear masks just in case. And they fought the blaze. Now, the marijuana dispensary was the one that actually burned down, but folks that did breathe in the air actually said they've never been happier than ever.
I was say, there's probably a few residents that were like, you know what, man? I'm going to stay.
They were just chill dudes.
I'm going to stay and watch this baby burn, man.
That's so pretty.
Isn't fire incredible?
The people trapped inside didn't want to leave.
No,
they were
they didn't.
It's all good, dude. No worries.
They just Uber-eated food right there.
They also set the world record for the biggest hot box as well. Everybody is safe. No one was injured. They're fine.
That's
they will
good.
Rebuild and they will be better than ever. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're going to be better than ever, bro.
We'll get to it later. We promise.
We'll build it like in like 10 years, bro.
Yeah. Everybody
but right
just
now,
chill.
I need a
just
nap.
Chill. I'm just going to sit here and maybe get some McDonald's.
Does anybody else want some bugles?
I love bugles.
Bugles are the best.
Let's put them on our fingers, man.
Little caps.
All right, I got the interesting to round out PMI today. Let's talk about booty holes. Let's do it. But it's a booty hole on a specific fruit. My daughter is in this orange phase right now. She's eating oranges like crazy. As a matter of fact, I went to Target last night and bought a bag of oranges while she was at piano lessons just because she wanted some more. It's the weirdest thing. And I stood there for a while, and then I was like squeezing the oranges, you know? Which was a little awkward for everybody walking by because I was sitting there fondling the oranges. And I was stumped last night. I was like, how do you know if a orange is ripe or it's a good orange? Well, apparently, according to this TikToker. All right, so here's the deal. Look at the booty hole of the orange. It's the opposite of where it was connected to the tree branch. It's the blossom end, as they call it.
Okay.
You don't want a big, wide booty cavity.
No one does.
You want a tight booty hole or one that is completely closed. That is going to be the sweetest orange possible.
I don't want any oranges now. I'm just envisioning.
Oh, I'm into it now.
Oh, goodness.
You've done your research.
It. So check the booty hole on your oranges. It should be small, tight, or closed, and not prolapsed or cavernous.
Oh, so like when it looks like a belly button.
Yes, you don't want the belly button.
You don't want the belly
button
oranges.
Be kind of
it's not
bland,
juicy, right?
It's not juicy.
Yes.
It's not sweet.
So you want a smooth booty hole.
You want one that is sealed up tight. Tight, tight, tight.
Oh, I'm so
like
uncomfortable.
Katie on prom night.
Why can't we just call it a blossom?
Now you know. You're in the loop. Check the orange's booty
Thankful.
Hole.
The more you know.
That's amazing.
The more you know.